escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 14th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1947, a human pilot flew faster than the speed of sound for the first time.
The XF-1, and its pilot, Captain Charles D. Yeager. This airplane and this pilot are about to be the first ever to fly faster than the speed of sound in level flight. A B-29 will take the XF-1 aloft and launch her at an altitude of about 35,000 feet. The XF-1 is not a military aircraft, but a flying research laboratory designed to test the effects of supersonic flight upon airplanes. It is powered by 4 rocket engines.
In 1968, the crew of Apollo 7 became TV stars, with their spacecraft circling the Earth becoming the site for the first live TV broadcast from space.
The definition is pretty good down here. I can see the center hatch. Actually, I'm amazed. It looks real good. A little closer, Wally. It says, keep those cards coming. Keep those cards and letters coming in, folks. It's loud and clear.
In 1976, the Soyuz 23 mission lifted off from the Soviet Union, but it was a flight full of problems. A major malfunction of the Soyuz automated rendezvous system left Soyuz 23 unable to dock with space station Salyut 5, and the two cosmonauts were scheduled to return to Earth after only 2 days. But during their return to Earth, Soyuz 23 flew through a blizzard, blowing the landing capsule off course, resulting in the first splashdown of the normally landlocked Soviet manned space program. Since their vehicle was built to withstand travel in space, plunging into a frozen lake wasn't a problem, and the crew was recovered safely after bobbing around for about 9 hours. And in 2012, what's the point in having a spacecraft when you can be one?
All right, now, the whole world is watching you. At least you can see what I can see. Sometimes, you have to get up really high. The smaller you are. I'm going over now.
Jump away.
Skydiver Felix Baumgartner set a world record by jumping from a balloon at the edge of the atmosphere from an altitude of over 24 miles, reaching speeds over 800 miles per hour before opening his parachutes. Baumgartner was in free fall for over 4 minutes, and it took him 11 minutes to reach the ground after jumping. He was wearing a specially designed pressure suit, which was a good thing. He was also the first human being to break the sound barrier without an aircraft or spacecraft around him. His jump was also the most watched live stream in the history of YouTube. Born on this day in 1927, actor Roger Moore, the third actor to play James Bond on the big screen. Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues was born in 1946. And born in 1949, Katie Manning, who played Doctor Who companion Joe Grant in the early 1970s.
Don't believe it. It's bigger inside than out.
Yes. That's because the TARDIS is dimensionally transcendental.
What does that mean?
It means that it's bigger inside than out. Now then. Impossible.
The doors have closed.
What?
Doctor, let me out of here.
Well, I can't, Joe. I think we're taking off.
Greg Evigan, star of the Tech War TV series, was born in 1953. Thomas Dolby was born in 1958 and was promptly blinded by science. Lori Petty of Tank Girl and VR5 fame was born in 1963. Actor Errol Flynn, the big screen's first full-color Robin Hood, died on this day in 1959. Pro wrestler and star of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, Captain Lou Albano, died today in 2009.
It's called the pizza box. It was discovered by the ancient Romans to keep pizza warm and to keep their chariots from getting all funky.
Very cute. Real cute. Can I ask why it is not in the trash?
Well, I was going to get it.
Oh, really? You were going to get it, huh? Like that? and that, and that, and this, and especially that over there.
What's the matter? You're grouchy. I mean, what? You didn't have your nap or what?
Mathematician Benoit Mandelbrot, the father of fractal geometry and discoverer of the Mandelbrot set, died on this day in 2010. In 1973, it was all over for Moonbase 3.
About the Arctic Sun project.
What about it?
Well, we've heard of your opposition to it.
Yes.
Well, we're very isolated here, you know, obsessed with our own activities. What is your main objection?
It will destroy all life on the planet Earth.
The short-lived series created by Doctor Who showrunner Barry Letts and script editor Terrence Dix reached its final episode and the show was quickly forgotten. The BBC even erased its copies of the show's 6 episodes, but since the series had been syndicated to the United States, tapes later turned up across the Atlantic. In 1982, Japanese video game maker Konami unleashed the game Puyen in North America, turning the story of the Big Bad Wolf and the Three Little Pigs into an epic but cute video game rivalry. In 1998, Star Trek Voyager started its 5th season by plunging into darkness.
It's been 53 days since we entered this desolate region. If we want to continue our course toward home, we have no choice but to cross it. We won't have an opportunity to take on fresh supplies or fuel, so I've ordered all departments to create an energy reserve. We're using power cells to stockpile deuterium.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was created and prone to spiral pain.